Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour, and we're here with a very special guest. We're not sure how he can be in two places at once, because he is our sound engineer, and he's supposed to be over on our board, but somehow he's up in on stage right now. So, and that's Nate Butler. Nate, that's a pretty flashy guitar you got there. You got a story for that? That's amazing.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of a long story, though. So
I noticed that it's shiny, shiny black.
Yeah, that's the name of my band.
It is?
Yeah, so
I had to get a
guitar that went along with the...
All right.
Yeah, I'm also wearing black for the radio audience. Who's looking quite lovely today.
And Nate, besides a recording engineer, you've also written a lot of songs, and your band has put out a bunch of albums, right?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got a website or anything? You got
any place? ShinyShinyBlack.com. Okay,
all right. Can you tell us about the song you want to sing, Nate?
Actually, a couple weeks ago, I was here producing a radio program for our friend Caroline Cotter. I got done with my editing and took a little nap, and when I woke up, my phone was full of notifications about the shootings that happened in Texas. I'm spaced in El Paso, yeah. It was just kind of disturbing. I think it's disturbing to everybody, but I just felt compelled to react and write a song, because that's what songwriter's job is to do, is to interpret what's going on in the world and propose some thoughts, I suppose. And so this song's pretty fresh for me. This is the first time I've performed it live. So, anyways, I hope it's meaningful to you.
I don't know what the answer is, but I'm ready to start looking. Can we try some things we never tried before? Can we stop training our hands for war? I don't know what the answer is, but I'm ready to start looking. Ask for peace without looking inside. Can we bring uncomfortable things to light and look at the problem from all sides? Can we start training our hearts for love? I don't know what the answer is, ready to start looking. On and on and on it goes. The river of blood just flows and flows. Start training our hearts for love. Well, I don't know what the answer is, but I'm ready to start looking. Start looking.
Woo!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon!
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, because without them, John Baylor's strings might pop, causing untold harm to the studio audience, George Schricker.
Well, thank you very much. We're here to play Shoot the Moon, and it's so exciting. We have two exciting contestants with us who have filled out these Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour cards, which is an ordeal in itself. Because they really want to know about your firstborn and all those kinds of things. But anyway, I see that we have Ellen Stilson here with us from Etna Green, Indiana. And I see that you are a bookkeeper.
But I'm a mom first.
Okay. Oh, you're a mom first. Yeah. And then, but you're a bookkeeper. Does that mean you work well with numbers?
Well, I work with numbers.
Okay. All right. I find numbers scary. So
I like numbers.
You do? Yeah. I think I need to go into a support group or something. So if you got any, you know, like numbers.
Second grade, start out slow.
If I could go back to second, mm-hmm. I'd be in good shape. Okay. We've also got Jack Husband here with us. And Jack, it's great to have you here. And you were speaking, you have a hobby, an interesting hobby. You're a scuba diver.
I have scuba dived, yes, enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you go way down, right? Yes. How far can you actually go down scuba diving?
Well, it depends on the gas, but usually, about 125 feet is probably the deepest around this area.
Wow. Now, that would be like a fun thing to do, say, in the Bahamas or...
Right. You see much more when the water's clear.
Have you ever come across one of those scary things, those sharks?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? And what do? There has to be a protocol.
I tried to grab its tail and it swam too fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. But it was a small.
It was only about 4 foot. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We need to know a little bit about the rules for this game, don't we?
Sure, I can tell you about it. Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to the following survey questions. Are you now or have you ever been a human being? And with that
They've answered right here on the cards. It says yes.
Okay, good. So we've got the right ones. Yeah. Good. So if they're brave enough to say yes to this, then we ask them, are you ready, willing, and able to gently access that remarkable being in an often silly and self-deprecating manner within the futile attempt to answer a series of innocuous questions? And from a collection of audience members gullible enough to answer this in the affirmative, exactly two contestants are selected to play Shoot the Moon. So now, let's play Shoot the Moon.
With Ellen Stilson and Jack Husband. And Ellen, you get to go first. We have questions here carefully tailored to the lives of our rough and tumble here. So
road funnies is what I'm going for.
Road funnies. Yep. Okay. All right. And you can help with this, Mallory and Scott. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
I like to win.
If there's anything I get wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. these stray folkies... Mallory and Scott are as it stray is maybe, I don't know if that's a good word or not, but are as industrious as they are scrappy, releasing 5 EPs and 2 albums in their 8 years. This, in addition to their live cast, a monthly blog, a cook and color book, a food blog, and a regular comic strip.
Wow.
What is the title of this weekly comic? Okay, wait a minute. You get choices.
Oh, good.
Oh, I like that you wanted to give a suggestion.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, if you'd like to guess.
Yeah. Okay, so you just have to guess it's either A, B, or C.
Okay.
All right. Is it A, Puddle and Magpie?
Okay.
B, Mallory, Scott, and the Great Wide Open? or C, Ruffles and Tum Tums?
Follow your heart.
I just want to say Ruffles and Tum Tums.
Yeah!
It's like she was reading your mind. It's amazing. That's just amazing. All right. Okay, Jack, do you have a category here?
A question of fate.
A question of fate. Here we go. The Rough and Tumble have been traveling, they've mentioned, around their country in their 16-foot camper since 2015. Is it the same camper?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It looks like it, too.
And they gave their 30 days notice at their jobs and their lease. They sold most of what they owned, and they hopped into their camper in spite of the lot salesman's advice, I guess. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're not recommended.
Poor Marvin.
They picked up a couple of actual strays along the way. Here's that word again. Strays along the way. 200-pound dogs, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what are they called?
Puddle and Magpie.
Oh. Little subterfuge in that question. Okay, and they've been making themselves at home in living rooms, bars, theaters, and festivals across the country, and now on our radio show stage. What propelled the Rough and Tumble duo to convert to camper life? Was it after being flooded out of their home, when they came back, it was filled with catfish? B, their landlord, after refusing to turn on the heat during an ice storm for 12 days, hiked the rent? Or C, they were driven out of Nashville for being too folksy?
I would go with B.
I think that's a good choice.
I think it's a good choice.
B, their landlord
refusing. We should have gotten a boat.
Can you tell us? Yes, yes, very good. Could you elucidate? Do you have any other interesting notes about that?
Yeah.
She was a terrible landlord.
She was horrible.
Okay, don't say the name, please. We'll be sued. Okay. All right. Well, what's our score? I'm very...
We're all on the edge of our seats because it's 1-1.
1-1.
The next two questions are going to make or break the game.
Oh, wow. Okay, Ellen, we have two questions left.
Instrumental conundrum for 1,000, please.
Instrumental conundrum.
1,000.
We don't have 1,000.
Okay. What do we get 1,000 of?
It better not be 1,000 dogs.
Wait, I checked the box that said I will get paid for this.
No. We're working on it.
Okay.
Okay. We Made Ourselves a Home When We Didn't Know is a 13-song full-length record in which the Rough and Tumble explore where they've been, where they're going, and where it feels like home. Which of these instruments is not included on their album, We Made Ourselves a Home When We Didn't Know? Are you ready?
Yes.
Is it A, a bowed glockenspiel?
Wait, could you scoot back that way just a smidge? Okay.
Okay. Is it A, a bowed glockenspiel? B, bolts sliding down a washtub? Or C, a bellied bungentoe, an ancient German instrument?
Kind of say C. It's just a guess.
Not that I know of. It's not on there. No. I mean, yes, correct. Correct.
A bungatome.
Let's
might
give
have
her
made
a nice hand. Bungatome. I looked it up and I couldn't even find it. So it's very esoteric. Okay. So here we go. Jack, what do you want?
Well, am I left with Sounds of the City?
That's right. All here right. we go. The Rough and Tumble make sure to keep their momentum of songs and albums and performances going. Their backdrops are always interesting, and they are not afraid to make the world their stage. One of their better-known song videos, the videos, was entitled Not Polite. It was shot in which city? Was it A, New York, the Big Apple? B, New Orleans or C, Chicago?
Which would be the least polite? How about Chicago?
Wow! It's like there's some kind of transmission. Transmission going on. I want to know about making that. Was that fun to make?
It was fun. We tried to get on the L train to actually play it to film it, but they wouldn't let us. They thought we were too sketchy looking, and so we had to actually perform it underneath the tracks.
Yeah,
which is where we belong.
So we waited until there just so happened to be this Harley Davidson like bike
rally
happening, and so we had to wait for that to pass, and then had to wait for the L train to pass, and then we had like a couple minutes where we could shoot this video.
Yeah.
Now, who actually shot the video?
Our friend Dan Stewart he lives in Minneapolis.
Let's give Dan a shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dan. Yeah.
For making a video.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I like those video producers. We work with them here, and I think they're creative, interesting people, and they really help support us all. Okay, what's the final score here? I'm confused.
Well, I think you're making the answers too easy, George, because everybody got everything right. So that's kind of, what's fun about that. But they both, yeah, they're tied 2-2.
What does that mean? Who won?
That means they all get to get prizes, which are stickers, a big Wild Rose Moon sticker. Yes. Which you could apply to your totally tubular bike rack, your rockin' 80s bike basket, or Dayglow orange bicycle helmet. Congratulations. Everyone wins when we play Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Well, that was terrific. That was a great game show. Lots of really interesting things happening. Well, we're going to be back in the next section with Scott and Mallory of the Rough and Tumble. And we want to thank our game show contestants and our special guest, Nate Butler. And we're also up next going to have a special moment that I don't know too much about that's up and coming. So we'll see that at the other half here.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.